It is Thursday. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Bonasca, Vice President of Communications.
Hello.
For Walton Arts Center.
Yes,
we're going to talk about some exciting things coming up that don't involve a football team from Alabama.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to not think about the football team from Alabama. But we will try. We will try to come around to the arts, right? Yeah, we've got some, you know, some things happening before the football happens this weekend, but then lots happening after. So tonight we will be welcoming the legendary B.B. King to Walton Arts Center, which is amazing. Excited that that's going to be it'll be a full house. People are really excited and looking forward to this show. If you don't have tickets for it, here's a tip. You can come to the box office about an hour beforehand and get on standby, and there's a chance they might be able to get you in, but it's worth a try if you are a really big B.B. King fan and you didn't get tickets yet.
And don't go in with high expectations.
No, I wouldn't have high expectations, but you can try it. What we've been saying is that if you aren't able to get in, you can go have dinner on Dixon Street, and that would be a nice night out, although probably not as nice as seeing B.B. King.
That's right. But so
That's tonight. But you can try. And again, we had some luck with that during Blue Man Group. Some people were able to get in, and you never know what's going to happen. You never know, you know, who unexpectedly isn't going to show up and use their tickets. So if you're really keen on it, give it a shot. And then we have Amy Grant on the 7th at 7:30, a partnership with the Salvation Army. And then we have the first performance of our 10x10 art series, which, as some of you may know, is a series of concerts throughout the year where the tickets are only $10 and the artists are really, really good. This is the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. They'll be playing their Great Quintets concert, and they will be doing quintets by Mozart, Mendelssohn, and Brahms. So we think it's going to be it's going to be a really stellar night, and we will have pre-show conversations and post-show conversations and fun activities in the lobby, and we think it's going to be a good evening, and the tickets are only $10.
Still tickets remaining for that?
Yes, there are tickets remaining. We've just opened up some new ones, actually, so get your tickets now. That same night, we have the Tierney Sutton Band in the Starlight Club, two shows, and that will be a small jazz show. They've won some their Grammy winners. She's an amazing vocalist, and it'll be a really great night of top-notch jazz for sure.
When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever.
And the date on that is?
That is also on October 8th.
Okay.
Same night as the Chamber Music Society.
Wow.
And then the following night is another show on our 10x10 season, and this is a performance by Omara Portuandu.
If B.B. King is a legend, so is Omara.
So is Omara. She, I've been reading about her over the last couple of weeks, and she's amazing. She has been a legend of Cuban music since she was a child, really, but she started as a dancer, a cabaret dancer, and she performed in the famous Tropicana Club. And then it sort of segued into a vocal career, and she's over 80. Mm-hmm. She's been on the music scene for 60 years. Everything I read about her is that she has no intention of stopping, kind of like B.B. King, you know, like she's a fixture. And the thing I learned that I found so interesting about her is she was the first Cuban in the last, I don't know, maybe 8 to 10 years who was granted a visa in 2009 to come and perform here in the United States. And so for years before, there had been no Cuban artists coming here and performing for, you know, political tension reasons. Yeah.
This, suffice to say, for Northwest Arkansas, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, she's just seems like a very gracious and interesting woman with a long history. And, you know, her music, when we've been asking her some questions about, you know, what makes her, you know, what does she want people to know about Cuban music? And her response is like, well, I think people know a lot more than they think. I just want them to come and experience it and have a good evening, you know. And she's very informal, and it sounds like it's going to be a special night.
It's a Saturday night, the 9th.
Saturday night, yep, the 9th. It's at 8 p.m. And again, $10 tickets. So it's a legendary vocalist for that price. So I invite lots of people to come out and see it.
Chris Isaak comes up on the 12th.
Chris Isaak on the 12th. And then we kick off The Color Purple, which we talked a little bit about last week. A Broadway musical that is near and dear to my heart. And as I was reading about it a little bit more and trying to find ways to describe it, one of the things I didn't remember, but which is very true, is that the musical spans a 40-year time period. So the music changes as the story goes on. So you'll navigate through 40 years of musical history, really, as you're experiencing this show, you know, and that, if I remember correctly, that was one of the things that was great about it. It was the variety of song styles, gospel, jazz, juke stuff, all of that.
And that's only going to take us through half of October.
Half of October. It's a busy, busy month. But there's going to be a lot more coming up after that. And anything that you want to know about shows at Walton Arts Center, you can find at our website, waltonartscenter.org, or you can call 443-5600 and talk to the box office.
Now, Jody, I know you're a New Englander.
Yes.
And that's a professional sports threshold, right?
Yes.
You got your Red Sox,
the Patriots, the Celtics, yep.
But get excited for a college football game of this magnitude?
Well, you know, it's hard not to.
Okay.
I was actually at another college game in another city over this past weekend, and even then it was hard to, you know, I was hearing about the Georgia game, and everybody was excited, and the excitement around here for the Alabama game is amazing. So I will probably find myself catching the fever
okay.
as I head into the weekend. So go Hogs.
Thanks, Jody.
You're welcome.